Well, right now I can tell you without doubt that it is an extreme pleasure to welcome this next person on the radio show. I don't think in the years that I've known him, in the years that I've trudged golf courses with both he and Don Martin, that I don't think in all those years I've had Paul on the radio. Paul, good morning, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you too. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, Paul. And, you know, I've been following the story of your accordion museum when you first opened it up. And then, of course, now you've moved into the Canaan Union Station. But you also have a book that has come out, and that is Accordion Stories from the Heart. And as your title says, a collection of accordions from around the world and their stories inspired by the extraordinary people who played them. Okay, question number one, Paul. All the times I golfed with you, I don't think I ever knew you played the accordion. And I didn't know about your knowledge of accordions until you actually opened up the first museum. When did you get hooked on the accordion?
Well, it's a long story, but the very short of it was I was played when I was 10 years old out on Long Island where I grew up. My Italian family, my mother came to me one day and said, "We want you to learn how to play the accordion." And I said to her, and I remember this vividly, I said, "Mom, anything but that. Anything but that." And I played from 10 to 17, got into competitions and accordion bands. It was big back then, but it was fading. And when I got to be 17, 18, I was going to Fairfield University, and that thing went in the closet. That was the end of it, I thought, until 2008, when I came across it again in a very unusual way, just woke up one morning and wanted to play again. And I happened to find accordions in a guy's renovated garage back in 2008, in the middle of Vermont, of all places. And he had 100 of them there, and I was going to buy one. But on the floor were a bunch of little concertinas, little handheld, maybe a dozen of them, units, brown, rusty, parts falling off of them. And I said to him, "What are these doing on the floor here?" And he said, "Oh, very serious collector came in with them, got the paperwork." And he said, "Those came from the Nazi prison camps." And I just couldn't understand that. And, you know, playing an accordion as a kid, what's that got to do with what? Prison camps? And sure enough, I did some research and I started looking and found out that's what happened. They let them keep their accordions and violins when they were taken into the prison camps. And the guards wanted music, and they wanted to make movie reels, show the world how everything was fine. And that's when I started getting interested in the backstory from the accordions, who played them, where. And boy, that's where the book came from. A lot of the stories I found went into that book. And, of course, it got bigger and bigger. More and more accordions were coming, and here we are.
And you have your mother Carmela to thank for this.
Yes, she's my mother. I thought she was punishing me back when I was 10, 12. And she said, no. She said, "It's good, it's clean, and it's wholesome." She was very worried. You know, back out on Long Island back in those, even then, drugs, gangs, things that were going on, she wanted to get me into something that was, I guess, safe. And she did. But I took a lot of abuse for it. But here we are, I think, benefiting from it and extending the benefit to people that come into our museum. It's amazing.
Now,
it's amazing.
The museum, once again, is located at the Canaan Union Station. Before we move on, how many accordions do you have, and how many accordions are on display? Because I'm pretty sure, it's like the Sharon Historical Society, which I never really thought about, what they have on display is only at the Sharon Historical Society a fraction of what they have, and they finally hired a curator so they can rotate and get everything out over the course of maybe 2 years and rotate their displays. So there's got to be a discrepancy how many you have on display and how many you have.
Well, we have on display are approaching 500.
Wow.
So we got two good-sized rooms in the station. In the first room, the main room, is mostly antiques. They're all for sale. You know, people want to keep them in their homes, some people. And in the second room, we have at least 100 of them that are for sale. They operate well. So they're there. You could see them all. It's actually too much. You know, people get overwhelmed with the quantity, but they're there.
Are you constantly on the search for historic accordions?
Well, they're on the search for me.
Okay.
In a way, we have an orphanage for accordions going on there. I find them on the deck when I come in the morning. People just drop them off. They don't want to throw them away. Aunt Tilly played them. Uncle Frank played this one, and they are afraid to throw them away. So they give them to us, and we find them. But yes, I'm always looking for unusual units. It's things people haven't seen, even me. Well, we're always looking and ready to accept donations.
Now, what's interesting about, oh, by the way, we're speaking with Paul Ramuni at the New England Accordion Connection Museum Company, which is located at the Canaan Union Station. And along with displaying these and also selling these accordions, your business is a lot bigger than that, because you also offer lessons. You also repair for people that want their accordion repaired. You do have parts and accessories, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, that you're there as a service for people, because you're right. There's, you know, when I was growing up and I learned to play saxophone, and then I gave that up because it was too heavy and I didn't like the taste of the reed, and I then took up guitar. My mother was the same as you. She wanted me to take up a musical instrument. My brothers and sisters all were athletic. I wasn't. And she said, "You're not just going to sit around the house." So now, for people out there, do you give lessons? Are people coming to you for lessons?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm being surprised by the reception. We've sold over 27 of them since I moved in there in July. We even had a bulk sale going, of all places, to South America. Where they're going crazy looking for accordions in South America. But we service them, we sell them, we repair them where possible. And it's a store, actually, but it has an awfully large selection of older accordions. I had a guy come in, and he just wanted an old accordion in his living room. And he spent $2,000 on this thing. The reaction of the folks is just amazing. They're all shocked, and they're tickled pink. People are laughing. It's a happy place to come and either get involved by buying one. They start somewhere around $500 and work their way up to maybe $2,000. All mainly used equipment. We can get new, but with the supply chain problems today, getting new accordions, getting new anything takes a long time.
And you also have a traveling museum that you go places with accordions and do displays and stuff.
Yes, we were doing a lot of that in 2019 up till then, and then the COVID hit, and that was it. We, you know, nursing homes, historical societies, any place, libraries, just stopped admitting people in bulk numbers like that. So. We put it in the railroad station and then ask people to come visit us. And actually it works better, because you get the full flavor of all the accordions, the beauty, the craftsmanship. The experience is really much better. But we will go and play for people, and, you know, mainly groups of small groups of people.
How does it feel to be back home in the railroad station?
That's another whole story, yeah. And it's amazing how things come full circle sometimes in our lives, and it feels great, and a much better reception. We did tax returns for 40 years, and it wasn't exactly what people were anxious to see do. So now it's just the opposite. They're coming in, and when they come through the door, they become like little kids, and they go, look at this, oh my gosh. And next thing you know, we're friends, and I still don't know their name, and it's a great feeling. It's,
Once again, the New England Accordion Connection and Museum, a company which is located right there at the Canaan Union Station in the center of Canaan. I do believe your telephone number is 860-833-1374.
That's it.
And, of course, you are on the web at neacmc.com. That's neacmc.com. Paul, it's a joy listening to you. I can actually hear in your voice the joy, almost like when you used to beat Don Martin in golf.
Almost.
Now, where is the book available, Accordion Stories for the Heart?
Well, it's on Amazon, but we sell it at a discounted amount down at our station place in the railroad station. So we have them, or you can go online and get it on Amazon, readily available.
And what's great about it, not only is it about accordions, which you're right, it's about people.
Yeah, yeah. That's very important. The backstories are just phenomenal. You sit there and read them, and you think somebody made this up, and they're not. They're actual stories of people took their accordions with them into war zones, hospitals, you name it. The portability factor made a big, big difference. And when you strap one of those things on, it's not for you to enjoy necessarily. It makes too much noise. So you're going to play for other people. And they really love the sound, and it's a happy sound. So it's an important part of our American history. So I'm glad to be able to bring that to people and let them enjoy it.
Paul, it's been a real joy speaking to you again here, and I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, and what I'll do once both my knees are probably about the springtime, back to a little normal, I'll saunter over there, and maybe you can teach me a few licks on one of those accordions.
Yeah, you might even dance to a polka. How's that?
I don't know, but if I like it enough and I start playing it, I know my neighbors will probably be upset.
You might be surprised. All right, Marshall. That's great. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul. Have a great holiday season.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Angelo Paul Ramuni. I know him as Paul. What a great museum he's got right there in the Canaan Union Station.